Roberta Hertig, executive director of Boston-based Samaritans, is an advocate for suicide prevention. Part of the work that Samaritans does, which has 8 community-based prevention centers in southern New England, is provide hotline support for at-risk individuals. Hertig says that prevention hotlines have demonstrated the importance of intervention.
We do believe that by being available to people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and helping them through whatever struggles they're having by giving them a chance to tell their story, to feel really heard and understood, that it will keep them, many of those people, from getting to a place of such despair that they'll think the only solution is ending their life.
The problem, however, is that many suicide prevention programs are often in search of funding.
I don't know of any suicide helpline that charges for anybody to call, and so you have to find some funding from somewhere to provide that service.
As part of National Suicide Prevention Week last week, federal officials announced that they would reevaluate the nation's strategy for suicide prevention. The government also said that they would increase staffing at the National Suicide Hotline by 50%. Jennifer Kelleher, managing director of the Massachusetts Coalition for Suicide Prevention, said that the Bay State has one of the lowest suicide rates in the country, in part due to state government involvement in prevention efforts.
Massachusetts is actually 48th lowest out of 50 states in the District of Columbia in suicide rates. And we're also one of the more well-resourced states in the field of suicide prevention. We have the highest per capita funding of any other state. And we also have an incredible wealth of suicide prevention organizations and agencies, including government agencies, that collaborate very effectively on suicide prevention efforts.
However, Roberta Hertig says that despite a comparatively low suicide rate, the problems remain serious.
The latest data also says that we lost 600 people in 2010 to suicide in Massachusetts. That is more than triple the number of lives lost to homicide. It is it's about 3 people every 2 days.
Jennifer Kelleher said that last week the MCSP hosted their annual breakfast in Worcester.
We had 100 attendees from government agencies, nonprofit organizations, schools and universities, hospitals and other medical and mental health fields, as well as private citizens as well.
The MCSP hosts 6 regional coalitions, including the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention. Chairwoman Peggy Morris said that in Berkshire County, self-inflicted injury among young people remains a serious issue.
Really, our county was flagged for a very high youth self-harm rate.
According to statistics provided by the Massachusetts Department of Public Health released last year, between the years 2000 and 2009, more than 4,500 state residents died of suicide. Over the course of that decade, there was a 28% increase in suicides. The highest percentage increase occurred among white males. Peggy Morris said that the Berkshire County Coalition for Suicide Prevention will continue its efforts to reach out to the elderly, veterans, and youth populations. More information about local and national suicide prevention programs can be found on our website at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.